We're approaching 8:30. This is FM 95.7, KQWC Webster City. Time now for our Thursday edition of the Community Corner. A success story here in Hamilton County this year of 2022 has been the daycare centers, two in Webster City, one in Stratford, and one in the town of Blairsburg at the Northeast Hamilton School. It's my pleasure to welcome our Child Care Coalition. We have with us McKinley Bailey. Also, we have Doug Fulman and Cindy M. Welcome to KQWC this morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
And I was at the supervisors meeting on Tuesday morning, and I thought, after I heard your presentation, your spiel about daycare, I thought, this is a story that has got to be told here in Hamilton County about the success we have with our four daycare centers in Webster City. So who wants to lead the charge here today?
Well, maybe I'll just jump in and maybe go back. You know, you invited us a couple of years ago. We came and joined you, and at that time, we were really talking about the child care crisis in Hamilton County. So it wasn't the success story that it is today. Back a couple of years ago, the child care centers, they were losing staff due to the wage scale that they could offer at that time. So they were losing staff. They couldn't recruit new staff in. So the number of students and children that they could watch every day was diminishing seemingly on a monthly basis. And that was really putting our local families in a tough situation. They couldn't find child care. You know, the two big centers here in Webster City, they had a 2 to 3, maybe even 4 year wait list. So you had to think about getting a child on the wait list even before, you know, you were thinking of having a child. So it was just a real tough situation. So that was the story we told a couple of years ago when we came.
And now here we are in 2022. This is going to be one of the best stories around with our child care program. And I know, McKinley, we were watching you through Zoom. I'm presuming you're feeling a little bit better today compared to what's been going on. So we'll put you to tell us more about this.
Sure. Well,
thanks for coming, by the way.
Yeah. I'm happy to be here. The cool thing is we've gone from what, you know, the couple of years ago when we were in here, I told my board, I said, you know, the child care situation was just about a dumpster fire. And we've gone from a dumpster fire to a success here in Hamilton County that people all around the state are looking to replicate. We have essentially filled up Riverview. We've added 24 kids there at Riverview. We've put 56 kids into Webster City Daycare. We've added 8 out at Blairsburg and 4 in Stratford, and that 4 number doesn't sound like a lot, but when we first started, the Stratford Center was closing down with some regularity. They would just tell the parents when they came in, sorry, we're closed today, because they didn't have enough staff. So they've really stabilized since then. That sort of a thing is no longer happening, and, you know, that's just really exciting. We've gone from a point where we had half-empty buildings here in Webster City to one where now both Riverview and Webster City Daycare are starting to think about, okay, how can we get some more space for more kids? And that's a really exciting story to tell. And we have to thank everyone who's donated to this, from individuals like Dean Bowden, all kinds of companies here in town, Van Deest Supply, Town and Country, and First State Bank have definitely led the charge. But so many other companies here have donated what they can based on the size of their business to help make this a success, as well as the city of Webster City and certainly Hamilton County, who's also done amazing, you know, donated about, I think, $200,000 over 4 years. So we're very happy with all that.
That's a very positive story to share there, McKinley, because when we had you on a few years ago, we were concerned. People didn't know what to do with their kids when it comes to daycare. And now here we are a few years later, and it's proven to be very successful.
It sure has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct. We have rallied as a community together to kind of help solve the crisis that we were in, you know, a year and a half ago. And our current project, our current program has been shared, you know, statewide with different communities, different organization. Like I said, last week I was just on a Zoom and they brought up our exact program, and I kind of provided a little bit of update. And so we've had, you know, different communities reach out to kind of, you know, get how we did our program, what sense of research and everything, our blood, sweat, and tears that went into it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's all thanks to our public-private partnership, you know, with the city, the county, our foundations, our employers in our area to help kind of make this a success story. And, you know, we're proud to say now, you know, our daycares are, you know, their wages are up, you know, almost $12 an hour now, you know, plus on top of that, they get the $2 to $4 bonus. So it's been a huge factor in them being able to retain their workers and hiring on new workers. But again, you know, now we face the problem of the two centers here looking, needing more space because we still have a few kids on their wait list. So, you know, looking to expand either via building a new building or remodeling their current building to open up more slots to be able to take in more kids. You know, like McKinley said, Riverview now, I believe they're at capacity with their current building. So they're currently watching low over 120 kids.
About 100 kids.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Webster City Daycare from where they were a year and a half ago, now they added a total of 56 kids, just 18 in the last 6 months, and now they're up to about 88 kids. But they're currently, based on their building layout, they're at capacity as well.
So let's mention there are 120 attending Riverview.
A little over 100.
A little over 100.
Yep.
And about, what, 88 at the Webster City
Correct.
Daycare. Wow.
But we still have more kids on the list, so there's still a need. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, now we're looking to see what we can do to help them expand and, you know, get more kids off their list because there's still a list because the need is just there. So our centers, you know, we need them. So we know that their need's there, that there's kids that need to go to daycare. And so, you know, we're looking for the next step to get them to where they need to be. So,
mm-hmm. And you just want to be correct, but I had something on the other day. What about the?
I had already mentioned it. So.
Okay, yeah, yep. very good. What about those kids from Webster City? Are they attending the Stratford Center too? Can they get them to go to Stratford, or else to the one over in Blairsburg, folks?
Well, actually, when we get out into those smaller rural centers, we do see that they're harder to staff. I think when both the daycares in Webster City are hiring. They are. It's a very rewarding career to work with those kids, and it's finally being compensated something a little bit closer to what it's worth. And I encourage people to explore that, reach out to any of those four daycare centers. But our problem has been, you know, people just aren't necessarily wanting to drive to Blairsburg to work in that center. In the same way, you know, when they could work at Riverview or Webster mm-hmm. City Daycare. There's just such a small town there. And so what we see is even though there's some building space in both of those centers, we haven't been able to move the needle on the staffing there in the same way that we have in Webster City. And so it's less of a kids can't go there as well. It is, even though we'd like more kids there and there's room, technically by law there's still not staff out there. So while we've come a long ways, there's a ways further to go.
And Doug, you want to make a further comment on this?
Yeah, I think it's so fun to see where we are today and where we have centers that are fully utilizing their space and looking to expand capacity. Comparing that to where we were a couple years ago, where we were just trying to keep their doors open and trying to utilize more of their capacity at that time. So it's fun to kind of move the needle and now look at how do we increase the capacity in our county, because the need is certainly there. There are still wait lists in the community in the centers.
During that meeting back on Tuesday morning, Cindy, you mentioned there were some of these daycare centers closing already, and it's hard to believe, which is the case in Marshalltown.
Correct.
Des Moines.
Just,
go ahead.
Couple weeks ago in the news, it said that after Thanksgiving, the daycare notified families that they were shutting down. So that displaced 60 children, and that's a huge impact to a community. And we can't afford to lose a center here in our community because our need is there. We still have plenty of kids on the wait list waiting for a spot to open up. So, you know, every contribution we receive, every support that we get, you know, with any organization that hasn't contributed, that is looking to contribute, it makes a huge difference because this issue or this problem isn't just a one person, one organizational problem. It takes all of us, and that's what we have shown, that, you know, with the support of the county, the city, the foundation, the employers who have pledged to contribute, that it is moving the needle. It is, we are seeing the success, and it is making an impact in our centers, in their staffing. And, you know, you see that, and, you know, now we're at a point where we need to expand to be able to capture more of those kids off the list. So
mm-hmm. What does the future hold coming up in 2023, all three of you, for daycare? Would you like to see it expand here local or here in the county? Of course, I was talking with Doug. Jewel does not have a daycare center. Same goes for Ellsworth and Stanhope.
Yeah, we know that in Ellsworth, they're looking into it there. The church there in Ellsworth, the name is escaping me. Is
Trinity?
Yeah.
Trinity.
That's the Trinity in Ellsworth, folks. Right. Trinity in Ellsworth.
Okay. They're pondering the idea of opening one up. They're being very thorough, which I think anytime you want to start a business, you want a good business plan and do your research. And so, but I, you know, when we look at it, if we, you know, compare, kind of see the struggle in staffing in Stratford and Blairsburg to Webster City, that's just a thing that, you know, as we open up new centers, we want to make sure we're going to be capable of staffing them. It's for one reason or another, a lot easier to build a building than it is to keep the staff in there to care for the kids. So, and we also continue to need money for this project to continue. And so if you're an individual out there or a business owner who's interested in keeping this going, keeping our situation here in Hamilton County, you know, from closures to thriving, which is where we're at now, please consider donating. The Enhance Hamilton County Foundation can take the donations. You just put child care in the memo.
And I'll just jump in. I was real pleased to get a call last week from a Hamilton County resident who was doing some year-end tax planning. And he had a required minimum distribution on one of his retirement plans. And he asked, you know, would it be okay if I gave that retirement plan distribution to the Child Care Coalition? So it didn't take me long to say yes, absolutely, and put him in touch with the foundation staff so that that we could take that rollover contribution. So we've had such tremendous success and support from our area businesses, but we don't want to forget about the individuals as well that are helping fund the program.
And if you have any questions, you can call Darcy Swan through the Enhanced Hamilton County Foundation office. They're located near Seneca Street Saloon there on Bank Street, Webster City, that complex of offices right there. So just talk with Darcy and talk about how you may make a contribution. This is the time to do it, since the year 2022 is wrapping up and it's all its fame and glory in about the next two more weeks. Mm-hmm. Or something like that. Mm-hmm. Anything else for the good of the cause that we missed here this morning?
No, we just want to say thank you to the communities, our private-public partnerships, you know, the city, the county, the foundation, and all of our employers who've been here to support us and been here to support our nonprofit center. You know, we couldn't have done it without you guys, and we appreciate everything that you've given us and all your contribution, and it's gone to a great cause. So thank you.
So we're doing much better compared to what we did just a few years ago.
Correct.
Without a doubt, you know, around the state, you can see centers closing left and right. Mm-hmm. We've seen that happen. It just happened in Marshalltown. And here in Hamilton County, we've moved two centers away from, you know, the fear of closure, both in Blairsburg and Stratford. And we've got the two centers here in Hamilton County that are thriving now. And that's just a stark contrast to what you see around so much of the state. And I do want to say, you know, we are so grateful to all those child care workers out there taking care of our kids. Before this started, it would just kind of get frustrating that the people taking care of our cheeseburgers were making more money than the people taking care of our kids. And through this community-wide effort, we've been able to get them close to making what people making our cheeseburgers are.
Right.
So, we, you know.
Nothing against cheeseburgers.
Nothing against
no.
cheeseburgers, but we just really feel like people who are taking care of our kids day in and day out should be compensated well, because the work is vital and important, and we want to just say thanks to all those child care workers.
And of course, the big thing now is perhaps some expansion work coming down the road for the Webster City Daycare Center on Beach Street, Webster City, which was the location for Hy-Vee for many years. Of course, the Dance Connection, I believe, is still there. Mm-hmm. So maybe some expansion down the road. Riverview, are we looking at something for Riverview there?
You know, they're pondering what they can do. They would like to take more kids in there. The property size there is kind of constraining for the ability to do much of an expansion. A new facility would be great, but that's quite expensive. And so I think the board and Rosie, the director there, are just kind of working through their options to see what the next step is.
Now, if they want more information about what we talked about this morning, do you have like a Facebook page that's on now, or maybe a phone number that people can get a hold of, Cindy?
The Child Care Coalition's info page is also listed off of the county website, just off of the economic development page, or they can reach out to any one of us. We're happy to answer any questions they have, or if they're wanting to make a contribution, we can accept contributions as well. So, yeah, Doug, Mom McKinley, and I can be reached at any time. So,
you can find me at buildingfamilies.net or Building Families on Facebook. Those are probably two best ways to get a hold of me.
Yep, with Tiffany Larson and the crew.
That's right. Yep.
And Doug, then get a hold of you at Town and Country Insurance and First
State
Bank.
In downtown Webster City. Yep.
Very good. Anything else for the good of the cause here today, folks? I think we covered about everything here.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity to give you and your listeners an update on the child care situation in Hamilton County.
Very good. Doug Fulman, McKinley Bailey, and Cindy M., thank you for joining us today about this, a very important topic that is getting better day by day here in Hamilton County.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Coming up tomorrow morning on the Community Corner, we'll talk with Jason Van Sickle about the Christmas lighting contest that is continuing. Judging scheduled for the weekend. We'll find out the winners this next week. Also, hear from our U.S. Representative Randy Feenstra tomorrow morning on the Community Quarter starting at 8:30 right here on KQWC. By the way, this interview with our guests will be heard on our KQWC website under our podcast page at kqradio.com. 13 now before 9.